Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
No, it's not. It's with Christine Rose this evening, and we're talking dolphins, Christine.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, dolphins and whales are my favourite subject, so, you know, we're in good company.
Fantastic. Well, what do we need to know about dolphins that is in the sustainability realm? What's the problem? What seems to be the problem here?
There are a lot of problems for whales and dolphins, and they seem to symbolise all the threats that we're imposing on the marine environment, whether it's overfishing or the way we're fishing or plastics, boat strike, pollutant build-up, you name it.
I guess with sort of damaging environments, the larger animals are the first to go, and these are the larger animals.
Yeah, and they bioaccumulate toxins, which doesn't help. And in New Zealand, we've got this incredible diversity that live really close to shore. Mm. And they've had a lot of the same pressures over the period of human occupation. So even, you know, whether they're the biggest ones that we, you know, the blue whales, or the smallest ones, the Maui and Hector's dolphins, they're all facing a lot of threats.
Right. How many? Do you know how many different types of dolphins we've got swimming around New Zealand?
Oh, quite a few. By some accounts, about 36.
Wow.
But, you know, they're discovering new things all the time, and the diversity is really incredible. And some of them are quite freaky, and some of them are really uncommon. So we're very lucky to have such diversity.
Now, the government has sort of boosted fishing restrictions to help protect some of these species of dolphins and whales. What exactly is going on?
Oh, damn it. I totally just hung up on her by accident.
Oh, hang on. Let me...
That's a shocker. Mate. Absolute shocker. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to Christine Rose when we get her back on the line. We're talking dolphins. Yeah, man, pressing the wrong button. Live on radio. It's a great situation. Hang in there, Christine, if you're listening to the radio. And anybody else, please don't call right now. John is doing the deed. As long as the phone wants to play ball. Look, they're having a big clap at the 95 BFM lounge. They're definitely not listening to this right now, which is great. God, that was fantastic.
Hi, Chris.
Easily my worst.
We'll just put you on hold again. 1 second.
Sorry, Christine. It was my burger fingers coming to haunt me.
Well, you know, these things happen. That's just raw media for you, isn't it?
This is live radio.
Gee, I'm just starting to get a bead of sweat now. That's great.
Now, hey, Christine. Christine, I was just saying the government has recently boosted fishing restrictions to protect some of these species of marine mammal that are in our waters. What exactly have they done?
Well, after 2.5 years of developing a plan and consulting on it and cogitating on it, they've finally released this plan, the threat management plan. It cost about $1 million. And unfortunately, it doesn't really protect the Maui and Hector's dolphins the way it needs to. So it does extend some, I would say, some cautiously courageous protections along the west coast of the North Island, which include a ban on set nets, commercial and recreational set nets, and that's quite bold. That's right along now the length of the North Island from Cape Preanga to Wellington, and mm-hmm. that will save dolphins and other species. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't apply to commercial trawlers, and unfortunately it leaves most of the South Island populations without any additional protection, and they're just as rare and just as precious as the Maui dolphin. So it's not the win that we would have hoped for.
It sounds like it might be like a case of popularity. Like, what was that dolphin that well, everyone was kind of playing with for a while? It seemed real weird. What type of dolphin was that? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? It was like down
that Moko, the bottlenose dolphin on the east coast?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it is a bit of a popularity contest, and I think that's why the government have extended more protection for Maui in the North Island, you know, near all the Aucklanders, which, you know, we love Maui, but it means that the South Island little Hector's dolphins have been neglected a bit, and so it's really important that we are an equal opportunity conservation country and protect the little dolphins wherever they are.
Yeah, well, it's the things you don't see that you got to worry about, right?
Yeah, and, you know, we really coast on our laurels in New Zealand, and yet some of our fishing companies are the greatest pillagers of all the fishing nations.
Yeah, there's so, decent hypocrisy there, isn't there?
Oh, it's terrible. The corruption and the scale. You know, they'll prosecute a guy that might catch a trout without a license, but, you know, they give the fishing industry knighthood. Mm. So there's something wrong with that equation.
Mm. Has commercial drift netting been banned in New Zealand?
Drift netting has been banned under these proposals. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's quite an achievement, although my understanding is that they didn't really do much of it anyway.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's the story of this threat management plan, is that it does clamp down on the small guys, the guys that are fishing there out there from the beach, maybe sometimes just as a subsistence harvest, but the trawlers, you know, the industrial scale level of opportunity or activity goes on pretty much unimpeded. And both do cause problems. The recreational and the commercial set net has killed a lot of dolphins and a lot of other bycatch, you know, and continues to do so. So this is a win, but it shows how satisfied with minor wins we are, that we think this is an achievement. When leading up to the election, you know, these parties were promising to protect the whole habitat, and they're just not doing that.
What's the main, like, fishing boat that does the most damage, and what are they fishing in at the same time that they're accidentally, like, killing dolphins?
They're mostly fishing rig, butterfish, little lemon shark. So basically, if you're eating fish and chips, then that's implicated in
the cheapest option.
Death of dolphins.
The cheapest option.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. So cheap and nasty. Huge levels of bycatch, not a lot of money for the New Zealand economy. You know,
we
did some work with World Animal Protection, who I'm a campaign advisor for, as well as my little Maori and Hector's Dolphin Defenders role. So I've got two hats there. But with World Animal Protection, we commissioned the economic analysis of the costs and reviewed what MPI was saying it was going to cost the economy from protecting the dolphins, and we found that that was wildly overstated. And yet, you know, the fishing industry have all this disproportionate power.
Yeah.
So I think, as we've seen with the Campbell Islands, it's even the threat or the desire to one day maybe fish gives the fishing industry a whole lot of power, and the interest to veto proper protections, which would actually, you know, if we had proper safety, proper protection for Maori and Hector's dolphins, it would benefit the country by millions, our economic research found.
Right.
So we're actually selling ourselves short by failing to protect the dolphins economically, but also, you know, they deserve to live. They're beautiful little dolphins. And
we're kind of focusing on the short grab, really, than the long game, eh?
Yeah, it's so short-sighted.
As a consumer, is it just, do I not eat fish? Will this help the problem? What can I do to help out?
Don't eat fish. And because the thing is, it's not just about Maori and Hector's dolphins, it's all that other bycatch, the seabirds, the penguins, the sharks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and there's other yummy alternatives that don't take lives and don't cause that sort of bycatch. You know, it's easy for us to blame overfishing elsewhere, but a lot of it's happening in our own backyard.
It sounds the parallels you can draw to any live animal to be eaten sort of situation is kind of interesting, isn't it? We sort of holistically as a planet need to
slow down a bit,
have a look at what we're eating.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there's not, you know, these things are finite.
Yeah, and if they're alive, you know.
They're cruising around like this.
Whenever someone sees a dolphin or whatever, they always put the phone out. It's like the greatest moment in their life. But it's so interesting that we're here talking about, hey, can we do this to so they can stay alive? You know what I mean? Like, fuck.
Yeah.
It's a...
Well, you know, I'm down on the coast in the South Island at the moment, getting a dolphin fix. And so I've been out in the Marlborough Sounds and down at Kaikoura.
Wow.
Standing on headlands, watching dolphins and whales.
Oh,
and
the majesty.
Hey, just quickly, I had a question. Apparently, toxoplasmosis, which is a disease which is caused by cat feces.
Oh man,
is a problem for the Maui and Hector dolphins. How does that work?
What are you googling?
Well, good question.
Deep
some
Google.
Would say that it's a beat up against cats because toxoplasmosis does come from cats. How convenient.
I knew they were up to no good. I really did this whole time.
So toxoplasmosis has been found present in a number of dolphins that have been found dead either through other causes or sometimes implicated in the death but not always the cause of death. And so there have been real concerns from peer review experts that the presence of toxo in some of these dead animals has been extrapolated to mean that it's the leading cause of death. Mm-hmm. So it's become a red herring to take pressure away from what is really the most known cause of death, and that is entanglement in fishing nets.
Okay.
Hmm. Right. Hey, just can I hit you with a dolphin fact that I heard? You might know. Well, I've got a couple, actually. First of all, do dolphins in fact have moustaches?
Well, they're mammals, so they would have hair.
That's a yes. Great. Also, I've heard they have the ability to commit suicide.
Yes, tragically, dolphins that have been kept in captivity.
Flipper did it. Apparently, the original Flipper did it, and I was wondering if that's a real.
Probably. Can you imagine that?
Yeah,
that
totally.
Level of exploitation.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So heavy. They just swim down and decide not to come back up for a breath.
Yeah, that's right. Because they can control their own breathing, or sometimes they just smash their heads against the wall of the tank.
Wow, man, that's so heavy.
That's tragic, isn't it?
Hmm.
Christine Rose, thanks so much for taking the time to chat about our marine beasts.
My pleasure. You have a good evening.
Cool, lads. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. Bye.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.